Let's go to Boston and talk to Kaveh Afrasiabi, author and political scientist. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Afrasiabi, we know the Western bloc's position on Iran, but it would be interesting to know what role Russia plays in this game.
Well, Russia is and always has been an important player in these negotiations, and the news from Moscow by Mr. Lavrov is a very good one that indicates that, as he said, major disagreements on an initial agreement have been resolved, and now the parties are set to sign a deal come Wednesday in Geneva. And let's not forget that Mr. Lavrov was the last one to arrive in Geneva at the previous round, was not as optimistic as the rest. And so the fact that he has come forth with his very high optimistic notes about the coming meeting is very significant.
And how positive is Russia about ties between the Iran and West being mended?
Well, I think it's in Russia's interest that there would be less and less tension at its back door, with respect to Iran, that's its maritime neighbor. So it's in Russia's interest to see a deal and the relaxation of tensions and the normalization of relations between Iran and the West. And Iran does not see this as a zero-sum game, that this would come at the cost of Russia. Iran's interest is to have normal, thriving relations, trade and other relations with all its neighbors and non-neighbors, including Russia. So I think the Russians have come to this conclusion that it's to their benefit that this unnecessary nuclear crisis ends. And if I may add, even France is under tremendous pressure by the international community after their sabotage of the previous round, and I think that they will come around and be signatory to this deal.
With all this, I mean, there is disunity among the P5+1. With this disunity, how optimistic can Iran be in securing its nuclear rights, especially the rights to nuclear enrichment? Because Iran has said that a true deal will only be reached if all of its rights are included.
Absolutely, and I think that Iran has made it very clear that there won't be any deal short of recognizing Iran's legitimate nuclear rights, including the right to peaceful uranium enrichment, which is entitled under the Articles of the Non-Proliferation Treaty. So I think that the Iranian negotiation team has done a superb job at bringing the parties to the verge of recognizing Iran's nuclear rights, and therefore this will not be a deal where Iran will fall short of its rights. I think that Iran's rights will be secured, and we will reach a reasonably successful agreement that would be satisfactory to the concerns of both sides, hopefully.
Author Kaveh Afrasiabi from Boston, thanks for your thoughts, sir.